1 year ago today, an oil rig towed to Seattle ran aground on a remote Alaskan island. The accident capped a year of trouble for Shell Oil in Alaska and Puget Sound. A year later, Shell is still seeking federal approval to drill in the Arctic, and a critical ship in Shell's Arctic fleet still sits idle on the Bellingham waterfront. The story from KUOW's John Ryan.
It took Shell and the Coast Guard six tense days to get the drill rig called the Kulluk afloat again. Shell then had to tow the Kulluk to Singapore for repairs or possibly the scrapyard. The accident cost Shell its chance to drill for oil in the Arctic in 2013. It came months after an accident in Anacortes stopped Shell from drilling the previous year. The company's oil spill containment system was crushed like a beer can in an underwater test off Samish Island. The setbacks and delays haven't dampened Shell's enthusiasm for drilling in the Arctic. Here's Shell's chief financial officer, Simon Henry, speaking to reporters in October.
Alaska is the largest single exploration prospect in the Shell group. So for us, very important to get the drill bit into the reservoir.
Shell hopes to drill for oil in Alaska's Chukchi Sea in the new year, but the company faces more federal hurdles than before its year of accidents. Here's then-Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar in March.
Shell screwed up in 2012, and we're not going to let them screw up whenever, unless they have these systems in place.
This November, Shell submitted a revised operations plan that the Interior Department will review. Shell has yet to submit a newly required independent audit of its Arctic efforts. Environmental groups continue to urge the Obama administration to delay or stop Arctic drilling. They say Shell's new plans show the company still hasn't learned how to drill safely in the Arctic Ocean. Some of the employees working on Shell's oil spill containment barge, the Arctic Challenger, are also unhappy. A group of workers has sued Superior Energy. That's the Houston firm that worked on the Arctic Challenger in Bellingham. The employees say, and Superior denies, that it failed to pay them overtime. They put in 80-hour work weeks getting the Arctic Challenger ready for oil spill duty. Then last week, Superior laid off all but a handful of its Bellingham employees. By email, it told them they were welcome to apply for jobs with the Seattle company that will take over running the Arctic Challenger. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.